السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. نحمده تعالى على نعمائه لا نحصي ثناءً عليه، وكما أثنى على نفسه أو أثنى عليه رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام، نشكره ولا نكفره، نؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ومولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. أسأل الله العلي القدير أن يكون قد تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا، وأن يتقبل منا زكاتنا، وأن يتمم لنا على خير وبركة في هذا الشهر العظيم. ثم أما بعد، last week we talked about al-Jannah and pointed a few things for us to understand a little bit about what we're all striving to reach. Our last home, inshallah. The home that will never end. This week, we would like to address the other side of the coin. What we all wish not to hear, what we all pray not to see, and what we all hope not to be part of. But we all know, Yawm al-Qiyamah, there's only two zip codes, two addresses, al-Jannah or al-Nar. It's just the right time to talk about al-Hellfire, since we're at the last 10 days of Ramadan, which every single day we have in our minds the hope that we will be saved from hellfire during these 10 days that are specialized to be saved from hellfire. But what is hell? What is Jahannam? What is Sa'ir? What is Saqar? What is Hamim? Some might not want to hear this. Wouldn't want to be scared, frightened. Would always want to deal with the more positive aspect of life. The comfort, the promises. But sometimes many of these promises are just dreams and fantasies. The ways of the shaitan. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. أماني. Fantasies many of us live in. Reality has a price. Reality has a price. And dreams are cheap. But because they're cheap, they're not felt and lived, and they're not real. So we need to understand this side that we are afraid of. It is natural to be afraid of. A man came to Al-Hasan al-Basri and said, Ya Imam, إِنَّنَا نُجَالِسُ أَقْوَامًا يُخَوِّفُونَنَا حَتَّى تَكَادْ قُلُوبُنَا تَطِيبُ. فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَئِنْ تُخَالِطَ قَوْمًا يُخَوِّفُونَكَ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَكَ الْأَمْنُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَنْ تَصْحَبَ أَقْوَامًا يُؤَمِّنُونَكَ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَكَ الْخَوْفُ. He said, Ya Imam, we sit amongst people that bring out fear into our hearts until we feel that it's going to fly out. He said, Wallahi, it is better for you to sit amongst those that are creating that fear into your heart until you reach your peace, than to create the peace into your heart until you reach your fear. In the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في الحديث القدسي: وعزتي وجلالي لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين وأمنين، إن خافني في الدنيا أمنته في الآخرة، وإن أمنني في الدنيا خوفته في الآخرة. وعزتي وجلالي لا أجمع على عبدي خوفين وأمنين، إن خافني في الدنيا أمنته في الآخرة، وإن أمنني في الدنيا خوفته في الآخرة. Hey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears that He will not gather two fears or two promises of peace within one heart. If you fear Him in this dunya, He'll settle your heart in the hereafter. If you do not fear Him today, He'll bring that fear into your heart yawm al-qiyamah. One has to exist. Many of us living that gap, assuming that everything just has to be as we wish. That's not necessarily true, my brothers and sisters. There are casualties in life. But to see our casualties today is better than to witness our casualties on the day that we cannot make up for our shortcomings. So what is this hellfire? That it has a sound and it speaks, it growls, there's horror within its voice. It is not content with what the numbers that it has, as it wants more. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. The day that we tell hellfire, have you got enough? And it will say, is there more? Is there more? It will not see enough until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stomps on it with His foot. سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا. People will hear growling and anger coming out of hellfire. It has 70,000 chains that is chained with. With every chain, there's 70,000 angels cooling. That's how huge it is. Hell, fire within it is black. It is not red. It is not blue. It is not white. It's black. It took 3,000 years for it to become black. What we have of today's life, of the fire that we witness at its peak, is 0.1 of 0.7 of the heat of hellfire yawm al-qiyamah. 0.1 of 0.7. جُزْءٌ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ. 0.1, 0.07. This fire that we just witnessed, the torch, is only that compared to yawm al-qiyamah. It melts whatever is in it. Its fuel are the humans that are in there, and the rocks that are in there. The rocks melt inside hellfire. And the humans, their skin melts for only to be given new skin, to be rechanged. كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. It's all about the feel of that heat. ذوقوا مس سقر. Hellfire. Who can last? There's variousness of punishments there. There are people spending their time climbing hills only to fall back. There are people in there that swim to reach the shore only to be stoned for them to sink back. There are individuals that they see their faces stretched and torn apart for it to come back and torn apart again. There are individuals that their intestines are out, and then they will circulate around their intestines trying to gather it in, only to continue to go round and round. It's food. It's trees that look like the head of the shaitan. شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم طلعوها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين والعياذ بالله. When they eat it, because it's all thorns and fire, it tears everything that's inside. That's the kind of food that they have. It's drinks. You don't want to know it's drinks. الغسلين الغساق الحميم الصديد الغسلين, the liquid that comes out of the prostitutes. That's one of the kinds of drinks that they will drink. الصديد, that liquid that comes out of the injuries and the scars and the burns from the skin. الغساق, the heated water and liquid that when it goes in, when it comes out, it takes out the intestines with it. That's the kind of drinks that they have. The kind of food that they have. There's nowhere to go. Whenever they're running, they're only running from one section of hellfire to another. From Zamharin, that's freezing cold, to Hamim, were extremely hot. The least person in that place has a charcoal under his foot. It is so hot under his feet that his brain boils, literally. It boils. There's no one there to save them. It is not a day or a year. It's not a lifetime of ours. It's forever. They wear clothes. But even the clothes, قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٍ قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل ذوقوا عذاب الحريق. Their clothing is fire. I mean, imagine having your garment being fire, flames. The sparkle of the fire is as large as a camel, as large as a castle. شرارة كالقصر. That's just the spark. Where would one go? There is nowhere to go. It is real. It is not fake. It is more real than you are today. For many of us, as I said, are living in fantasies. Imagine. People today are walking using their feet. At worst, they might use their hands, or they might crawl. There are people, يوم القيامة, that they will walk on their faces to hellfire. They will walk on their faces to hellfire. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَمْشَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِهِمْ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَمَشِيهِمْ عَلَىٰ وَجُوهِهِمْ. That's what the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says. People will be dragged until they get in there. By their foreheads, by their noses, they'll be thrown in there. Those who are in there are the worst of all creations. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكَ وَمِمَّنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the shaitan. I will fill Jahannam with you and all of those who follow. They're the worst of the worst. We know some of their residents in Arkis and Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, Numrud, Abu Jahl, أبو لهب، شيبة، عقبة ابن شيبة، عتبة، من أوذي استبيين هم جميل. Who wants to be their neighbors? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم أما بعد، to avoid hellfire is just simply avoid the sins. There are many that can cause us to get in there. Al-ghish can cause you to go in hell. Cheating. Al-ghish, cheating. In your trade, in your life. Taking what doesn't belong to you is a cause to go to hellfire. من اقتطع مال أخيه بيمين فاجرة فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Lying. Earning haram. Even the simplest of things. Having your silverware being out of gold or silver. وَالَّذِي يَشْرَبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَرْجَرُ فِي بَطْنِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. Just putting a golden ring in your hand if you're a male can cause you to go to hellfire. Wearing silk can cause you to go to hellfire. Abuse, killing, massacres can cause you to hellfire. Women undressed appropriately, showing what needs to be covered, is a cause to go to hellfire. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم says, "Sifani min ummati min أهل النار لم أرهما بعد قوم معهم سياط كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس ونساء كاسيات عاريات مائلات مميلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائل لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها." Two kinds of people from this ummah that will be in hellfire that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم did not witness during his time, but they will exist. People that have whips that they beat on people. In women, they're dressed and undressed. كاسيات عاريات, dressed, but they're really undressed. It's see-through, it's short, it's not covering. Her hair is showing, her neck is showing, her shoulder is showing, her arms are showing, her legs are showing. Cassiat, she thinks that she's dressed, but she's nowhere near being dressed. She's naked. Ma'ilat and mumilat, when they walk, they try to seduce the others. They wave themselves in the way they walk. مائلات مميلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائل. Their hairstyles is like the hump of a camel. All kinds of styles to show off who they really are. Spend hours and hours in front of that mirror, putting that makeup up, looking good, to look ugly يوم القيامة. رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائل لا يدخلن الجنة. They will not enter Jannah. ولا يجدن ريحها. And they will not even smell the scent of hellfire, of Jannah. These are people among those who will be in hellfire. Many of us don't recognize these things, as dangerous as they are, but they are. It is not about the woman only. It's also about the man. فالديوث لا يدخل الجنة ولا يشم رائحتها وإن رائحتها لتبلغ مسيرة 500 عام. The ديوث, the person that allows his family, that allows his wife, daughter, sister, mother, aunt, to be undressed while she thinks that she's dressed.
will not enter Jannah and will not sense the smell of it, even though it can be sensed in a distance of, from a distance of 500 years. This is real. A fact. It's not a joke. It's a complete responsibility of a family. And when the mother lets go of her hijab, I wonder what the daughter will let go of. That's just how it goes. The people of hell speak out. They speak out and they show their regret. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. On the day where the zalim, the abuser that abused himself, will bite on his hands and say, I wish I would have taken a connection with the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم and not with the so-and-so friend that deluded me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be screams of regret. Ya laytani lam uta kitabiyah wa lam adri ma hisabiyah ya laytaha kanat al-qadiyah ma aghna anni maliyah. I wish I had not been given my book. I wish I did not know the conclusion of my judgment. I wish my death was the end. There is no good that came out of my wealth and family. Complete regret. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ. At that day, imagine this picture. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Only if you would see the criminals when they're in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while their heads are down. Their heads are down. And they say, oh my Lord, we have seen in her. Bring us back and we'll do righteousness. But are they to return? There is no return. رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ. Oh my Lord, let me go back. But there is no return. The verdict comes out. They're to be thrown in hellfire. They get near. They hear it. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْثِ. There's anger in it. They're in there. They feel the heat. They feel the pressure. They feel the pain. So they ask just a little mercy, to lessen the pain a little bit. Not to keep it as extreme as it is. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمَ ادْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. They call to the angels, the guards of this hellfire. Request from your Lord that He will ease the pain and the punishment one day for us. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمَ ادْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Just one day. But there is no ease. They scream. They scream and yell. So they start to curse each other. They can't live with each other. كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها. Every time the group comes, they curse the others. Everyone is blaming everyone. So they call. They want to see an end. If we can't see one day of ease of picking, let us die. ونادوا يا مالك ونادوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا رب مالك, the warden of hell. Request from your Lord to finish us off. And they wait and wait and wait to hear an answer coming soon. Years pass by, 10, 20, 30, 50, after 70 years. Years of the Akhirah, not ours. And one day of an Akhirah is equivalent to 1,000 years of ours. So 70,000 years of that time calculation, they get their answer in Nakum Makitu. You're there to stay. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. We brought you the truth, but the truth you disliked. You disliked to change your culture to what the deen is requesting you to be. You disliked to change your lifestyle towards the requirements of deen. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. So they see Malik didn't help out. So they scream to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Take us out. We will not return to what we have done. The answer is clear. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. You'll be silent in there and don't you talk. No mercy from anywhere. They had their chance. Simple years to surpass them for eternal life in Jannah, or to fail for no chance of safety and secureness. Even the generosity of the people of Jannah will not help out. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِ. Be generous with us of a sip of water or some food to eat. And the answer of those in Jannah will be, they are forbidden to be given to those who are criminals. For those who did not believe. For those who are not aware and thought it to be a myth. They are to live their carelessness today. أسأل الله أن يحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا. وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ونعوذ به تعالى أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اشملنا برحمتك. اللهم اشملنا برحمتك. وأمطر علينا مغفرتك. وأمطر علينا مغفرتك. واكسنا رضاك يا رب العالمين. واكسنا رضاك يا رب العالمين.
واحشرنا يوم القيامة تحت سيد المرسلين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم احفظ إخواننا في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ إخواننا في كل مكان، وانصر إخواننا الذين يريدون علاء كلمة لا إله إلا الله، إنك قوي عزيز. اللهم أختم لنا هذا الشهر بما يرضيك، اللهم أختم لنا هذا الشهر بما يرضيك، وارضنا يا ربنا بمغفرتك يا أكرم الأكرمين، إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات. وصلى الله وسلم على رسوله وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين. اعلموا أحبتي في الله أن الله تعالى يقول: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله أعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.